This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Is it a weakness of iman that causes depression and other related issues?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I think as human beings, we're not perfect in this world. Perfection is for the hereafter. Allah Almighty has created it for the hereafter. While we're on earth, we go through emotions. We have a processing mechanism of the issues that happen in our lives. Positives make us excited. Negatives make us sad. Sometimes depressed. Sometimes, you know, we go into a shell, we don't want to see people, and so on, so many different things. So Allah's created coping mechanisms. I give you one example, to cry. People say, why are you crying? But crying is a mechanism that was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cope, to be able to heal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shed tears at times for various reasons. One was when he lost his son, Ibrahim. It's documented that his eyes were filled with tears, and when the tears rolled, the companions were surprised because they were not expecting him to cry, so to speak. That what's this, you know? And he said, "Innama hiya rahmatun ja'alaha Allahu fi ibadihi ar-ruhama." This is the mercy that Allah has kept within those from among his worshippers who are merciful. So it's a coping mechanism. To say that depression or mental health issues is a sign of weakness of faith is wrong. Some people are strong in faith, but they still go through mental health issues. They are slightly depressed because they are human. But what I will say is strengthening your faith is a coping mechanism. It helps you heal. It helps you come out of, you know, the dungeon that you might think you're in. It helps you develop a link with Allah, so you begin to look more at positives, which will also assist in your healing. So to say that it's a weakness of iman is wrong. There could be sometimes an aggravation because you're distant from Allah. So it might make things worse. But I know people who are relatively strong. They pray, they believe in Allah, and still they struggle mentally. So there was a time when I remember years back, and I said, you know what, come on, if you got strong iman, how could you be depressed? You know, that's what people say. I mean, I've said it. And then when we started learning about it and became a little bit more specialized in it, we realized, you know what, even the strongest from amongst us can go through sadness and so on. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so sad when he lost his wife. He was saddened when he lost his uncle. It all happened in 1 year. He was saddened when whatever happened in Ta'if happened. And it was known as the year of sadness. That didn't make him any less in his strength of iman. If anything, he was the strongest ever. But that was sadness. I wouldn't say it's depression or anything of that nature. Nonetheless, it's still a human emotion. May Allah grant all of us cure and protection. Remember, eat healthy, sleep healthy, exercise on a daily basis, sweat if you can, for 45 minutes a day. And inshallah, that's also part of your holistic growth and strengthening yourself. Allah make it easy.